Half a century ago, many products were sold door-to-door. Best known among the sales representatives was the Fuller Brushman with his sample case of brooms, brushes, and cleaning products. The Fuller Brushman became a symbol of American salesmanship and even inspired Hollywood movies. Despite the many changes in how people shop, the Fuller Brush Company still is around. NPR's Jack Spear spent a day on the road with the Fuller Brushman in northeastern Pennsylvania.
I meet up with 53-year-old Anthony Katina at a Perkins restaurant just off the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We order hamburgers and fries. He says he knows door-to-door sales is a dying profession, but he remains loyal to Fuller Brush.
Fuller Brush product is a quality product. I don't have to hide. If I sold your wife something, I don't have to hide behind the tomato cans in the supermarket if I see her next week because I sold her a piece of junk.
All right.
We climb into Katina's white Chevy Cavalier and get ready to drive through his hometown of Pittston. Once there were mining and manufacturing companies here, but most of those jobs are gone now. But Katina is upbeat as he drives, telling me one corny joke after another.
They told me when I got into business, said, look, if you sell Fuller Brush products, you'll lead a more fuller life. So I'm leading a more fuller life.
Katina has been selling Fuller Brush products for 15 years. No information age gadgets for him. Instead, he keeps track of his business on a pad of order slips.
Would you believe my whole life, my whole living is in a shoebox? Because the slips, I have it in the back. Slips are only this big. And so I keep everybody's slip and I call them once a month.
We get out of the car at the end of a street in 44th, a small town just up the road from Pittston. It's where Anthony Katina has decided to sell today.
Fuller Brush Man! Got a minute to look?
Yes.
The woman looks, but she doesn't buy. Katina sells roughly $3,000 worth of Fuller Brush merchandise a month. His commission is around 30%. Out of that, he pays for gas and his own medical insurance. He also sells the occasional Electrolux vacuum cleaner, but he admits it's a struggle. At least with two grown children, the pressure of raising kids is off. On his rounds, he hands out brochures with pictures of cotton mops, ostrich feather dusters, and peppermint foot lotion. The only product he carries is a small hand sweeper. He says it helps him make a sale, but only some of the time.
See, because you carried a little sweeper, sometimes that's a drawback, because when they come to the door, they look right at it and say, hey, buddy, I don't want no sweeper. And they don't give me an opportunity to say, well, wait a minute, I'm doing more than selling a little hand sweeper. It's not a vacuum cleaner. I sell Fuller Brush. So they don't give you an opportunity, you know?
Shopping malls, catalog stores, and the internet have all contributed to the demise of door-to-door sales. And with more women working, there are fewer people at home during the day. Many times, those who are home aren't interested in what Katina has to sell.
Those brushes and stuff are a waste of money.
Need any witch hazel or anything?
No.
That response from an 81-year-old woman was pretty typical. Later, as we take a break in the car, Katina shares some of his rituals, things learned from other salesmen over the years.
When I got into this business, because you're talking with people, you know, I started to carry a little bottle of cologne with me. And mints, because you're talking to people, you know.
The Fuller Brush Company was founded in 1906 by Alfred C. Fuller, a Christian Scientist. Fuller made a fortune selling his boar bristle brushes to housewives during the Depression. Tina Manco is a business historian who's written about door-to-door sales. She says what was different about Fuller was that he encouraged his salesmen to be polite.
Alfred Fuller did promote a very humble approach to selling. He wanted to teach men manners. He wanted his men to really try to get to know the customers that he had and to do it in a way that was very inoffensive.
The Fuller Brush Company has been bought and sold several times. It is now owned by CPAC, Inc., an international marketing firm. Fuller still has around 4,000 door-to-door sales representatives, but unlike Katina, most of them work part-time. By late in the afternoon, Katina still hasn't sold anything. But this is his home territory, and he explains why he doesn't give up.
If you run from a town, you're getting beat up today. You run from that town and you go to another town, you know what's going to happen if you take a beating in that town? You're going to run from that town, and you're always on the run. Oh, this town's no good. You stay with it. And I've seen that happen with me, Jack. More than once. Keep my face to the town. Boom. Next time, boom, 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 boom.
Finally, at 5:23 p.m., after a long day of knocking on doors, we hit pay dirt. At first, the house doesn't look promising as two large dogs, one a mean-looking German shepherd, rush the door.
Hold on now. Wait, what are you doing?
Yes.
Fuller brush man.
Yeah.
Can you, like, close the door behind you? Because he looks very threatened.
She is the biggest baby.
Is she?
Cindy Williams steps out onto her front porch and takes a brochure. She agrees to buy a room deodorizer, which also kills bugs, and a couple of other products.
Okay, we got you down here for a holder, a block,
mm-hmm.
and a lint brush.
Cool.
All right, well, I'll see what the total is.
And it'll be by the end of the month, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Cool.
I'll give you a call,
though. Oh, okay.
It's a $16.94.
Cool. No problem.
William's purchase is our only sale of the day, a depressing end to hours of walking in 90-degree heat. And as we wind up, there's a little less spring in Anthony Catena's step. But he says what keeps him selling are the people, even the unpleasant ones.
They're not really aggravated at you because they don't know you. They're aggravated at too many people, telemarketers, or not in the mood, you came at the wrong time. So you always keep smiling. You try to smile all the time. I mean, I get upset, but I try to smile.
Catena is a career door-to-door salesman. It's what he knows best. He's been looking for a factory job, but he says those are hard to come by in Pittston. For now, he keeps ringing doorbells, sweeper in hand, looking for the next sale. Jack Spear, NPR News, in Pittston, Pennsylvania.